It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails. On the opinion page last week, Edward Tehan Chang talked about what he called a shared sense of responsibility among many Korean Americans for the shooting at Virginia Tech. That did not sit well with Anthony Park, a listener in Las Vegas. As a Korean American, he wrote, "I am outraged at the apologies made by the Korean community. The sheer act of violence at Virginia Tech was caused by a violent, deranged individual and had nothing to do with his ethnic background. As a Korean, I don't have anything to apologize for. As a fellow man, my heart goes out to the victims and their families for such senseless tragedy." The shootings at Virginia Tech also sparked a conversation about mental health and the question of forced treatment. Trudy Russell emailed from Iowa to tell us, "Sometimes forced treatment is the only option. 3.5 years ago, my brother, who's a paranoid schizophrenic who didn't like taking his medications, stabbed our frail 77-year-old mother with a butcher knife. The blade missed her lung by a millimeter, which probably saved her life. Schizophrenics cannot be cured. The guest who advocated choice regarding mental illness and medication was flat out wrong about that. Perhaps he was misdiagnosed, or perhaps he's one of the rare schizophrenics who's gone into remission. But schizophrenics can only be made functional by medication and therapy. They cannot fully recover. Forced medication is very often the only reasonable course for the safety of the patient and their families, as well as society in general." Another listener was not so sure. "I was insulted," complained John Anderson, a listener in Florida. "The mentally ill are the last group against whom prejudice is still all right. I know many bipolars and schizophrenics, some related and some friends. None of us have ever been arrested. I've never been violent. Criminals with mental illness are just that, criminals. The rest of us go around being good citizens, and we don't wield knives and get arrested. I'm sad that this is a general assumption that criminal behavior goes with mental illness." We also talked last week about physical health. Several school districts want to combat childhood obesity. They removed fatty snacks, sent body mass index reports home to parents, and some invited overweight students to special after-school fitness programs. Annalise in Indiana offered another suggestion. In Minnesota, there's a phys ed teacher who recently started using the popular video game Dance Dance Revolution in his gym class to get kids excited. The program is so popular, kids play before school, after lunch, and sometimes after school. Maybe we need to offer more options that are geared toward the popular interests. And finally, last week is generally recognized as William Shakespeare's birthday. The exact date is still up for debate. And when Joe Muldoon suggested that we add a little more Shakespeare into our own conversations, lots of you took up the challenge. Shayla Newman emailed this story. "The message on my dad's answering machine for years was, 'To speak or not to speak, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to just hang up or suffer the slings and arrows of leaving a message on the machine.' Aye, there's the beep." We also got hundreds of recommendations for Guy Cry movies after our segment with John Cass last Wednesday. We can't read them all here, but a lot of you posted your picks at our blog, npr.org/blogofthenation. Did anybody mention Bang the Drum Slowly? Of course, if you want to reach us with comments, questions, corrections, or sonnets, I suppose, the best way is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name.